All right, I want to talk about the film called Licorice Pizza, which presented itself as a coming-of-age movie, and I really do like coming-of-age stories. So I was very interested to see what this film was all about. How it plays out is you have a young man named Gary, played by Cooper Hoffman, who's interested in a young lady named Elena, played by Elena Haim. What was weird about it was that she was about 25, 26 years old, but he was supposedly like a senior in high school at the time. I don't know if he was 17 or 16, in that range. He was way too young for her. And then it also stars Sean Penn as Jack Holden and Tom Waits as Rex Blah. Now, this film sort of dragged on, and I didn't realize, you know, I was sort of bored, so I was looking it up on IMDb, and I didn't realize that the main star, the male lead, Cooper Hoffman, was actually Philip Seymour Hoffman's son. So that really perked my ears up, like, wow. And then, yeah, indeed, he is really good in this film, but I think he was a victim of poor writing and direction. It's allegedly written by Paul Thomas Anderson, and it's directed by him, but it just wasn't that good. I definitely expected much more out of it. And in a way, there was a few things that Mr. Cooper Hoffman did that normal 18-year-olds certainly wouldn't do, like creating his own businesses and selling mattresses and this stuff, creating, you know, having enough money to set up an arcade. And he went into little business ventures like that. There's most teenagers just would never, a 30-year-old probably wouldn't even do that, let alone someone who's still in high school or senior year in high school. And then he, for some reason, he was interested in this older woman played by Elena Haim. And in my opinion, really wasn't chemistry there between them. I didn't see it. And for it to work for me, that chemistry has to exist. I really wanted to like this movie, but in the end, I just walked away disappointed. I would probably give this film 2 stars. It was disappointing.